Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 16th day of May, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM broadcasting in Durango, Colorado, and we're streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, of course, which is ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program because, as you know, KSJE is a community-supported visual radio station, so the video is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel this morning. So welcome, everyone. We are glad that you are with us today. Coming up in the next few moments, we're getting an update from our friends over at Aztec Schools. We're going to hear about some of their interesting programs, how their seniors are set and getting ready to graduate later on this week and also next week from both Aztec High School and Vista Nueva High School. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that conversation, which begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco here from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She will be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including Vega. That is the dog that you see pictured on the screen right there. Learn more about him coming up today on KSJE at 8:50 a.m. at our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. Next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts, and today Mick is featuring music from the great composer Felix Mendelssohn. You'll hear some of his music today at 9:06 on Roving with the Arts on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Twitter account and our Instagram accounts as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Pandora. Just take a look and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a bright, sunny morning today, which is nice to see. Sunshine, 54 degrees at the moment here in Farmington. We congratulate all the grads who are getting ready to walk across the stage from both Saturday and last Friday, of course, here at San Juan College and San Juan College High School, and the upcoming graduations this week for all the schools throughout the region. So congratulations to our graduates. Our forecast calls for, well, mostly sunny day today with a high near 80 degrees, partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 53, and then maybe a chance of showers beginning with Wednesday, a 50% chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even on to next Monday with daily highs near 80 degrees, mid to upper 70s, I would say, and overnight lows in the mid to lower 50s. All those outdoor graduation folks are crossing their fingers. We'll see what happens. But there you go. I'll be right there with you. All right. Let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, from Aztec Schools to give us a little bit of update on some of the things going on there. Janelle Cummins is back with us. She is the Work-Based Learning Director at Aztec Schools. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Good to have you here. Also joining us here in the studio this morning is Corey Gropp. He is the Career and Technical Education Director at Aztec Schools. Good morning to you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have both of you back with us. And I guess we'll get started by talking a bit about how things are shaping up for your seniors. You were saying that, I know you keep track of all this, maybe not you personally, but the district does, and your seniors have received a bunch of scholarship money, right?
Yes, so I brought a little bit of a report and some data from Catherine Olson. She's our college and career specialist for
right.
the district.
We should mention we're giving Superintendent Summers the day off today,
yes,
too, right?
Yes,
so you both
yes.
are here and for him as well.
And Catherine couldn't come with us today, so I want to make sure I give her credit.
Sure.
Aztec High School, we're still doing the math, but over $1 million in scholarships. 25 or 26 students receive the San Juan Foundation Scholarship, so we're grateful for that.
San Juan College Foundation?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful.
So we're thankful for that, and we have 148 Aztec High School graduates graduating this Friday, and then 13 Vista Nueva students graduating next week here at the Connie Gotch.
Very good. So if my math is correct, and it's really early for me to do math at any time, but that's about 160-some-odd students, right? And so out of those 160 students getting over $1 million in scholarships.
Yes.
And that math I cannot do.
That's a lot of money.
Of what that averages out to be. Yeah. But yeah, that's certainly a lot of money for your students, per student.
Yes. And some students, we have a few going into the military. We have a bunch of other opportunities for students who aren't really sure what they're going to do to engage them throughout the summer as well.
Very good. Well, congratulations. And we thank you for sharing that from your colleague at Aztec Schools. And that's very exciting. But for your mission and your job, right, with the school district, talk to me a bit about kind of what's new there with your work-based learning program, because that's also got some significant dollars attached to it.
Yes. So work-based learning is new at Aztec. This year, Vista Nueva's had students go through the internship as a requirement, which has been really awesome to see those students grow. We have an Innovation Zone grant where we're actually able to pay those students. And we had a few Aztec High School students through our transition coordinator that works with our special education students, and then a few other students that just were going above and beyond doing internships. But majority was at Vista. And we paid out over $25,000 in salaries to those students, which is a lot of money to pour back into our little community of Aztec. So we're really proud of that.
Right, right. Well, congratulations. And this is kind of from the last school year, basically, right? So from August to now.
Correct.
You've paid out about $25,000. And the students are using it for all kinds of different things, I guess, right, that you've learned, right?
Yes. So we've had stories from students that we have a senior, he's going on to NMSU to computer science, and he got so excited he came back and he said, "Miss Olson, I bought a brand new laptop." So that was really, you know, heartening for us to know that that money is being put to good use. And then another student that when asked by teachers and principal, what are you going to do with your money, he said, "I think I'm going to help my mom pay rent this month." So just a broad impact that this funding from the state has been able to do for our community is awesome, and we're actively pursuing that grant again to do the same thing next year.
Right. Right. Exciting. Well, good luck. I hope it works out,
yes.
Right? Because it really does make an impact for your students. And again, just to be clear, this is an opportunity for students to get internships with local businesses to learn a little bit more about what they do, but to I guess, make up their time, they're being paid for the time that they spend at those businesses.
Yes. So we have it during the school day. We actually, with that grant, we've also purchased transportation to help transport our students to their internships. So it's an equal opportunity. So Aztec students can sign up for the class. At Vista, all students are required to take that as a graduation requirement, but we'll even take you to your internship, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool. Well, because it may not be right down the street in Aztec. It could be an internship somewhere in the county or in Farmington or Bloomfield. It doesn't matter necessarily, right? You're not limited by location necessarily.
Correct. And then we have a summer opportunity, which is open to all San Juan County high school students. So if you're a graduating senior or you're 16 and over, you can apply for that. And that's through the San Juan County website. That one is open until the 21st and pays you $14 an hour. So it's 6 weeks during the summer. And we're really targeting our students that are, they've told us we might want to take a gap year, or we're not sure where we're enrolling in, or if they are going to be here locally going to San Juan College. In the fall, we're trying to put them into that opportunity to help them get a little bit money and really, you know, open that first bank account, do the things that they'll have to do as a young adult in the community.
Right. And so this summer program is still an internship type program?
Correct.
Got it.
So we work closely with the county to offer that, get businesses that are interested, and that really helps our community, our small businesses have some summer help as well, and then that's not payroll onto that business. We have a small bike shop in Aztec, and they have bikes in the basement and they need to go through them, or they want to do trail development, and so those interns will be able to help that small business, and then that will be you know, free for that business. They just mentor that student and we check in with them.
Right. So again, and that's through the county website, Correct. Which is sjcounty.net, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
So that would
yes.
be where to go to look for that application, which is open until later this month is all?
Until Sunday. So if you want to apply, apply now.
Okay. This is the time to do it. Yes. So very excited. But great opportunities for these students, right? I mean, this is great. That and they haven't been available recently until, I think, just recently, because we've just been talking about them with this new program.
Yes. The summer opportunities have been available, but through COVID, things have changed a little bit. But there's 100 spots open for that. So we get students that come from Central Consolidated, Farmington, Aztec, and it's a really cool experience to see them work in the summer.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet that would be something wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll come back in just a moment and ask you some more stuff about the program and things that are going on. But Corey Gropp, let me turn to you a little bit about your work with career and technical education with Aztec schools. And this is another area that's been, I think, expanding and growing, correct?
Yes, it's we've grown quite a bit at not just Aztec but Vista Nueva.
I don't want to leave them out.
That's right, and we just added a new business teacher that we're going to have a new pathway there, business education. We're excited about that, and then also with part of the Innovation Zone money, we just renovated and redid our total welding lab. We did a lot of electrical work. We bought, I think, 15 new welders, so it's, you know, students are working on what they're going to get in the field. Which is a huge, huge thing for us because those welders that we had were 40, 50 years old.
Right. And that's not always something you want to have 40, 50 years old, I suppose, right?
Right. Like, well, you
setting
know,
gas on fire.
For sure. Like one breaks down, then we might not find parts for it.
Right.
And so we went to the business industries and we say, what are these welders? What do kids need to learn on? So we went out and bought them. And that was addition to some of the transportation. But the welding lab is awesome. I love it now. When I first walked in, I about cried when I saw the welders. But we're so lucky with this innovation money, and we're really blessed to get those for the welding lab.
Wonderful. And that's available for your students, right? Through Aztec students, through mostly high school students, Vista Nueva students, right?
Yes. So if they want to go through the welding program, any student through the welding program will work on those.
Got you. And that's exactly and pretty much what they would see in a business, I guess, the same standard of equipment then, right?
For
what
sure.
They'd be trained on.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, that's exactly what they're going to learn in the field, what they're going to work on the field, and we wanted to pair that with our lab.
Very good. And over the summer, is there anything that you're doing? I know you're transitioning to a new job, so we can talk about that in a minute, too. But is there anything that your program is doing over the summer for students?
Most of the summer work is working with our work-based learning coordinator and Catherine Olson.
Yep.
You know, working with businesses. I think it's a great opportunity for our students, but also a great opportunity for small businesses. Janelle talked about that bike shop, and we were there this week, and he said, man, I got a billion bikes in the basement. I need help. And so what a greater opportunity for us to not only help these small businesses, but we're going to pay their employees as well. So it helps them not only get the stuff they need to get done, but it's not a huge financial burden on them as well.
Right. Very true. And what else do you hear from businesses who talk about, you know, for students or young people coming in to even just apply for maybe their first job? And sometimes we hear things like just, you know, just showing up and just, you know, being available and letting us know if you're not going to show up and things along that line. Is that some of the recurring themes that you hear?
For sure. We have a story where this girl was working at a dental office. And when she first showed up, she was meek and kind of timid and mild. And the lady that was talking to us, she goes, you know, we really like her work ethic. 3 weeks later, she walked in like she owned the place. And those are kind of stories we want, right? Because that builds confidence in our students. And it builds confidence where if they want to go get their education or if they walk into another business they want to work for, they have that confidence and that desire. Right. So it's a great story. We love those kind of stories that we hear about our students.
Right. And I would assume for her next job, if she moves on from this job, that she will maybe walk in and feel like she owns the place maybe from day one. Who knows? Right.
For sure. Yeah.
Because
it's
of this
great
experience.
It's awesome.
That's very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Janelle, I'm coming back to you a little bit about the work that you are doing with your program. And, of course, over the summer, still placing students and still being able to maybe help them in the summer months as well.
Yes, yeah, so we're actively, we'll be going out finding those businesses to partner with us for both the summer and the fall. And then Catherine Olson and I were working on doing a grand opening next year of a college and career center at Aztec High School and then offering something similar at Vista Nueva. And really that center will be everything college career, so come and help them work on job applications, FAFSA, closely work with our advisors at the high school. But then in that room, through some of the grant work that we're doing, we want to put up business partner logos on the walls, college pendants, things like that. So students really feel like it's a fun space to be, and then also have some business meetings, industry meetings, and things in there. So we're really excited about that. And then also opening the opportunity up to, if you're a previous AzTech graduate, and let's say you just graduated from New Mexico State and you have a degree and you don't know what to do with it, it could be a place that we could really work with our previous students and have them come back to our community and live here and work here and be happy here, because that's our goal.
Right. And so you're saying it would be available for alumni, I guess, right? Then to be able to come back once you're a tiger, you're always a tiger, I suppose.
Yes,
right? Is that how it works?
Yes. And then we could see what that job is or what industry experience that that alumni has, and then plug them into our pathways that we have at the school. So our students can see, here's a graduate, they were in my seat, a few years ago, and they can get that motivation to finish through, maybe push them through to graduate. If they're a student that's not likely to graduate because they're having troubles, it'll really help motivate them.
Right. Very good. And this is more grant funds that you're able to apply for and get for the district?
Yes, so we're looking at putting some computers in there, just some resources in there, really celebrating and having those logos up on the wall, just making it a really fun space. We have some different technology resources in there, but we want it to be equipped with anything and everything needed. We've been using it here and there, and we just see some improvements that we need to make in this space, but we're really excited. We're going to have a big grand opening next year.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, congratulations, and let us know. I'm sure Mr. Summers will let us know, too, if when that comes to pass. So that's an exciting improvement. Going back, talking about your seniors, there was a project. I know they had to come up with portfolios, right, for their graduation and graduation requirements and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yes. So all the seniors at AzTech High School had to complete a portfolio to graduate. So in that portfolio, there's letters of recommendation. We have those students do the FAFSA. In case they're deciding or they're undecided to go to college, they have that complete.
That's that federal student aid application, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yep. So about 97% of our students completed that, which I used to be a college advisor, and that's really difficult to get students to complete the FAFSA. So that for us is exciting because it will help them be ahead when they go to that financial aid office or wherever they might be going across the state. And they just do various different things in there to really prepare them and look at their experience. We want to see what their plan is for after high school, and then if we aren't seeing a clear plan, then that can help us advise them better at the high school. So every student completed that portfolio to graduate, which is a pretty awesome accomplishment, and we're working on implementing capstones in the next few years, which have more of an individual experience for students. So it's great to see that these students are, even though we have to, advisors have to pull them into the office to say, hey, you haven't completed that portfolio. It helps show them that there's some, when you have that ethic to complete something, that there's a prize for you at the end, and that's graduation.
Right, right. Very true. And I know there's a lot of, some students know right away what they want to do, right? What the career path they want to take and things like that. But there are still some that are maybe not sure, and they're coming through high school and they're trying maybe different things, and maybe it's science, maybe it's math, maybe it's the arts. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And so it's, for some, it may be difficult to kind of really pick one, right? If
yes.
they like a lot of different things, perhaps.
Yes, we get students that want to do four or five different things or go to four different, colleges. And so it's really just our advisors sit down with them and find what are their strengths and their talents and encourage them to kind of piece that goal that they have. You might want to go into welding, you might want to go into computer science, but where's the in-between there? And so they do a lot of really great work, both at Vista Nueva and AzTech High School, at really talking to the students and just getting to know them, getting to know their strengths, but also some of the barriers that they face and how they can help them through that here locally or at other schools across the state.
Right. And I would think some of your other programs, your work-based learning program, could help too. Kind of let a student determine that, well, I want to be in nursing or medicine, but I don't like the sight of blood, so maybe that's not my correct path. Who knows?
Yes.
Until I saw it, I didn't know I hated it. kind of
yes,
thing.
And we have a health science pathway at Aztec High School. We work with UNM Health Sciences, and we have a Dream Makers program. This is one of the things that Corey has kind of helped support throughout his role. We have 22 graduating seniors that will have UNM Health Science stoles at graduation, and so we're really grateful for that partnership that we have with UNM Health Sciences. They get to go down to UNM and see the campus, so we really want to think that these are students that will be coming back to our community and be, you know, doctors and dentists and chiropractors and just really like nurses helping us in our community.
Right. They're okay with the sight of blood. So that's good.
They hopefully. Are. And they practice silicone suturing, and UNM Health Sciences really helps support a lot of that work in the classroom. So they send us different supplies to help with that too.
Very good. Corey Gropp, I want to come back to you a little bit about that idea of maybe having some of the career technical education, helping students maybe to fine tune a pathway of a career and things that they may be interested in. I know if a student isn't quite focused on one path, that maybe they can, you can help them figure out what fits maybe for them and their likes and dislikes, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're really excited about Janelle and Catherine's little room that they're going to have, because we want the students to hopefully know what they want to do when they graduate, because it saves them time and also money as well. I know that the average college student changes a major 3 times. And so that might push that 4-year graduation to 5, 6, 7 years. So you got to think about it. I'm spending more money on tuition, but I'm also losing out on the salary of a job I could get. And so we really want those students to say, hey, I know what I'm going to do. How do I get there? And we're going to help them get there for sure.
Right.
We actually, Aztec High School, we are, and of course, we're scheduling, and there's lots of things that go into scheduling at a high school. But we're looking at offering what we're going to call a wheel. So students would that come in as freshmen undecided, they can see what some of our CTE pathways are and do just brief overviews of them. So
that's better than what I was thinking. I thought you had a wheel that they'd spin, and then that would be their pathway. And that probably wouldn't work as well as what you're describing. Yeah.
So they could see like a week or two of a business pathway.
Yeah.
And then a week or two of JRRTC, a week or two of IT or computer science. And then from there, they'll develop skills in all of those few week experiences, but they'll be able to say, oh my goodness, I really love computer science. I'm picking that pathway my sophomore year. So that's something new that we're able to do with our students, just to really, it's okay to be undecided, but we really don't want them to be undecided on graduation day. We want to be able to support them with that plan and not just, you know, be pushing them out the door. We want to support them throughout that.
Sure. And that makes sense. And of course, the other thing that I know all educators are dealing with is that you are training these students for careers that we may not have even thought of yet, mm-hmm. because we see how things have changed even since when I was in school, which was a million years ago, and when you folks were maybe graduating from high school, which wasn't too long ago. But there are a lot of new careers and new jobs and new pathways opening up that that we haven't even thought of yet, really. Yes. And so that's another challenge, is it not, for your young people to try to fit into one of these new undefined careers?
It is, and we really rely on our industry for that. So we have various industry convenings throughout the year. We're looking to partner with our neighboring districts on industry convenings next year. Just there's more value in countywide industry partnerships. And so we look to them because they're the experts, right? And so that's their opportunity to tell us what are we missing in high school. We have the students right at our fingertips, but how we need their help to say what are those skills. So we really rely on them, and we invite them to those.
Right. Emerging trends, I suppose, too, can be really helpful. Corey Grapp, I imagine you couldn't do what you do without the help of industry as well and business partners.
Yeah, for sure. Janelle hit the nail on the head that we asked for their help, because marketing wasn't a big thing when I was in school or going through college. Computer science is huge now. So we're really trying to find those new trends so we can better prepare our students to find those jobs, because that's what it's about, right? Like, we want you to get education for sure, but we want you to find a career that you can support a family with. Mm-hmm. And that's what ultimate what CTE is about.
Right. Very true. And to be ready for whatever comes your way, which, again, could be these careers we haven't thought of yet, or whatever advances we see in the next decade or so. And these students will be at the forefront of that. So it's very exciting. Final thoughts from either one of you on our remaining moments this morning. And just, again, congratulations to your graduates from Aztec Schools, of course. That's very exciting. Janelle?
Yes, thank you. So overall, summer internship opportunities, the things that we do in our CTE pathways, the things that we do just all across the board working with industry, the goal is to skill our students. And then when they go out there, they're skilled in various things, right? And that's helping support jobs that we don't know will exist. If our students know how to communicate, problem solve, and do some of those other skills, then we know that they'll be successful. They'll be able to figure out things in the workplace because they're an AzTech graduate.
Very true. Corey Grupp, final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, all the stuff that we're doing here at AzTech and Vista Nueva is exactly what says on our website. We're different by design. Mm-hmm. You know, we found a way to do internships, but not only internships, but pay those interns. So everything that we're doing through CTE, math, English, whatever it is, it's truly different by design.
Very exciting. Well, exciting for you and exciting for your students for sure as well. So thank you both for coming in this morning. Have a great summer.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much. My guest this morning from AzTech Schools with me here on KSJE. KSJE is proud to support Riverfest Memorial Day weekend in Farmington, featuring music, food, crafts, a car show, a recycled fashion show, and races with wiener dogs and ducks. Find out more on Facebook at Riverfest New Mexico or online at riverfestnewmexico.com. Riverfest, a jolt-worthy event, May 26, 20. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.